So we're at the beginning of 2025, and Caroline Linton and I are going to do a matrix session for the collective consciousness of the IBA matrix. Usually you have a body talk session done for the matrix sessions, but this time we're going to, because it's the beginning of the year, we thought we'd do something a little bit different. So Caroline is going to explain it to you.
So we're going to do a modified breakthrough steps process as our matrix session. And how we'll do this is I will tune into the collective consciousness of the IBA matrix. And then Esther's going to lead me through a modified steps where I will tune into my own individual overreaction. But because we've already done the tuning into the collective conscious IBA matrix, the perfect overreaction is going to rise up that will treat, essentially, give us a shift in perspective through the whole IBA matrix. So that is what we've got planned for today.
Okay, we will begin. Now, while you listen to this, so first to mention that Caroline has done all the modalities of body talk, the life sciences, Parama courses. So we'll begin. Can you put yourself in my hands and let me lead you?
I can put myself in your hands and let you lead me.
Make no effort at all. Simply answer my questions. Do you agree?
I agree to make no effort. I will simply answer your questions.
Are you fully committed?
I am fully committed.
Have you ever experienced a strong overreaction?
I have experienced a strong overreaction.
Now focus. Keep your eyes open. Let your mind swing back to a time and a place where something is happening that's totally challenging to you. And tell me when you're there.
I'm there.
Right here and now, you are experiencing the story vividly. Where are you?
I am in the living room on the couch on my dad's lap.
You're with your dad.
I'm with my dad.
I'm in my living room on the couch, sitting on my dad's lap. And you're now experiencing one single moment, a moment that is hitting you harder than any other. Are you there?
I'm there.
Do you admit you're overreacting?
I admit I'm overreacting.
Using no more than three sentences, tell me exactly what's happening right now.
My father is saying to me, I'm going to be moving away. Far away, a 3-hour road trip. I love you very much and will phone you every day. I'm in shock. I don't want him to leave.
Have I written exactly what you said? Dad is saying, I'm going to be moving away, far away, a 3-hour road trip. I love you very much and will phone you every day.
You've written exactly what I said.
Do you admit you're overreacting?
I admit I'm overreacting.
What action are you taking? Oh, I am in shock here.
I'm in shock. I don't want him to leave me.
No story, just what
Oh,
action? Your eyes open.
I'm crying.
What's happening in your body?
My heart is sinking. I'm imagining not being able to see him.
I'm masochistically fantasizing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm in shock. I'm crying. My heart is sinking. I'm masochistically
Yeah.
fantasizing. Action practical and sensible?
My action is not practical or sensible.
Practical, sensible action is impossible whenever there's an overreaction. Now I'm going to make a list of triggers, and then I'll have you choose one. I'm in shock. I'm crying. My heart is sinking. I'm masochistically fantasizing. My action is not practical or sensible. So you understand that wherever there's an overreaction, it's impossible to take practical action.
I do.
So I see the trigger here as Dad is leaving me.
Yes.
As you've seen, your story contains multiple possible triggers, but your mind would be overwhelmed trying to work with all of them. Do you see that?
I see that, yes.
This is why I've distilled your story down to one single hard-hitting trigger. Dad is leaving me. Now your mind has a laser beam focus on this one powerful point of overreaction. Do you feel that?
I feel that, yes.
Because we have such a strong trigger to work with, the story now ceases to exist. There is just the trigger. Dad is leaving me. What is your strongest emotion when you hear that?
Yeah.
What are the health benefits of fear?
Well, healthy fear keeps me aware of my surroundings, what's happening around me, and helps me take care of myself if necessary. It'll trigger me into action if I need to take action.
So it's motivating.
Motivating, rather energizing, brings clarity, become clear, brings clarity.
Catalyze triggers adrenals, yes.
Yes. Give me a kick start when I need it.
What are the effects of unhealthy fear?
Unhealthy fear, I become paralyzed, boxed in. I can't take any healthy action for myself, can't take any action. Yeah, I feel like I'm imprisoned in myself.
Unhealthy fear, I become paralyzed, boxed in, can't take any action for myself, feel like I'm imprisoned in myself. Your emotion now is unhealthy fear. What you need to be totally clear on is this: all emotional overreactions are unhealthy because they're goal-oriented. What's the goal of all your overreactions? What do you want to happen?
I want the thing that is happening to change.
So you want to change what is.
Yeah, change what is.
So do you see that the goal of your unhealthy fear is to force change?
Yes, I see that. The goal of my unhealthy fear is to force change.
Do you understand that to force is to manipulate?
I understand that two forces to manipulate.
So, do you understand? Do you see that your unhealthy fear is actually goal-oriented behavior?
Yes, I see that my unhealthy fear is goal-oriented behavior.
So, saying, I'm scared is easy. Admitting I am behaving manipulatively is far harder. In this next step, you'll discover an honest description for your emotional overreaction. And from then on, your unhealthy fear will be described in terms of a behavior you'll cringe at hearing. Being really honest with yourself is challenging, but you'll see with honesty comes objectivity and clarity and much more. How are you manipulating your father?
I just don't want him to go. I want him to change his mind. I want him to stay. I can feel it coming off of my body, trying to will him to change his mind.
Trying to will him. How are
Yeah.
you manipulating yourself?
Well, I am manipulating myself by really convincing myself that I can't live without my father. Like I cannot do anything for myself. I'm just gonna collapse without him.
Right, so I'm manipulating myself by forcing myself to be strong.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Absolutely.
So, could your unhealthy fear in terms of a behavior be called resignation?
Yes, it is certainly resignation.
Are you clear this is your behavior?
I'm clear this is my behavior.
All your life, you've been telling yourself and others, I'm stupid. I'm clever. I'm kind. I'm selfish. This means your entire life, what you've actually been claiming is, I am what I do. Do you see that?
Yes, I see that.
to fully understand the damage this is causing, you are now very consciously going to follow your mind's assumption and become resignation. For this to work, it's vital that your whole body gets involved so that I can visibly see you becoming resignation. With your posture, body, face, hands contracting, contorting into resignation. Are you ready to give this step your all?
Yes, I am.
Take a deep breath. Close your eyes. Now, step into the behavior and fully become resignation. You are now resignation. Stay in the behavior, exaggerate it even more. What is your experience?
My eyes are scrunched closed. I've crunched my one knee up into my chest. I've got my head down. I'm kind of in a fecal position, but my one arm is out. My whole torso is crunched in. Breathing is difficult. My muscles are all tense. My neck is really sore and rigid.
Stay in the resignation. Exaggerate it even more. Now remember this experience. At a cellular level, this is what happens every single time you experience an overreaction. Is it possible to take healthy, practical action from this place?
Absolutely not. Not at all.
Take a deep breath. Now step behind. What is your experience in this place?
I can feel my energy regulating through my arms and legs and my torso. My spine is straight. I can hear my voice is strong. I'm holding my head up and my neck is relaxed. I can take a full breath and exhale. My arms are soft and relaxed, my legs, my back, my neck, my jaw. Everything is mobile, movable.
Is it possible to take healthy, practical action from this place?
It is possible to take healthy, practical action from this place.
Do you want to?
Yes. Excuse the one. Yes, I want to. Absolutely.
Might your first practical action be to take responsibility for your own behavior?
Yes, I want to take responsibility for my own behavior.
Keep your eyes open and see your dad directly in front of you. What is he doing? Make sure he has your full attention. Tell me when you have it.
Yes. He's standing with me, he's smiling, looking directly at me.
Are you ready to take full responsibility for your own behavior?
Yes, I am.
Are you ready to stop living in victim and blame consciousness?
Yes, I am.
Are you ready to take charge of your own experience?
I'm ready to take charge of my own experience.
The only way this can happen is if you undertake this next step with absolute sincerity. Do you understand the importance of what you're about to do?
I understand the importance of what I'm about to do.
Are
Yes.
you fully committed?
I'm fully committed.
Keep your eyes open. With deepest sincerity, now tell your dad, I take full responsibility for my resigned behavior.
I take full responsibility for my resigned behavior.
I am responsible for my own experience.
I am responsible for my own experience.
Does he believe you?
Yes, he believes me.
What are you feeling now?
I'm feeling a lot of compassion. Like there's this melting in my heart, right? For myself and for him. And light and clear.
Do you feel
Yeah.
empowered?
Yes, I feel empowered. Yes.
So, in this next step, I will be asking you some questions. Your behavior is resigned. The trigger is Dad is leaving me. What will happen if he leaves?
If he leaves me, I will lose him.
Without your dad, who are you?
I do not know who I am without him.
Who are you when he's here?
I'm Daddy's little girl, and he's here.
Who will you be if you lose him?
I will be hollow.
Now listen carefully. Which of these convictions is the most harmful? Dad is leaving me. If he leaves me, I will lose him. I do not know who I am without him. When he's here, I'm Daddy's little girl. If I lose him, I will be hollow. Which is your most harmful conviction?
I do not know who I am without him.
I do not know who I am without him. Do you see your entire life you have been blaming out there for your experience of conflict?
Yes, I see that.
Is it clear to you now that the real conflict is happening in your own mind long before any person, circumstance, or event comes your way?
Yes.
Who do you want
Yeah.
to be seen as?
I want to be seen as daddy's little girl.
And who do you not want to be seen as?
I do not want to be seen as hollow.
Do you see that your desire to be daddy's little girl is driven by your resigned behavior?
Yes, I see that.
Do you see that you're pretending to be daddy's little girl to suppress being hollow?
Yes.
And do you understand that both these identities rule your life? Daddy's little girl, and I am hollow.
Yes, I see they both rule my life.
So, what did you expect behaving resigned would get you?
I expected behaving resigned would somehow get him to stay.
Was your expectation met?
No.
By behaving resigned, what were you trying to prove?
I was trying to prove I'm daddy's little girl.
I'm daddy's little girl. Is that the truth?
It's not the truth.
Whenever there is a need to prove that. Is your proof of self-doubt? Did you know you were pretending to be daddy's little girl to hide being hollow?
No, I didn't know.
Do you understand that both daddy's little girl and hollow you are masks?
Yes, I see they are both masks.
Do you understand that neither of these identities is you?
Yes, neither of these identities is me.
Do you have any doubt at all?
I have no doubt.
Now focus. You have spent your entire life believing I am both of these. I am daddy's little girl. I am hollow. These two warring identities, and you've spent your entire life believing I am both of these and trying to prove you are them. Now you know without a doubt you're neither of them. This means that until this moment, you've spent your entire life unconsciously doubting something you desperately trying to prove. Did you ever consciously and deliberately decide, sit down and tell yourself, from now on, I'm going to control life by thinking in contradictions?
No, never did that.
Did you ever consciously and deliberately sit down and decide, from now on, I'm going to stay safe? By pretending to be somebody I am not.
No, never consciously. No.
Do you forgive yourself?
I forgive myself.
See your dad in front of you right now? What is your experience now?
Just two humans living life.
Now, standing here on your own, what is your experience?
Just a human living life.
You now understand the most direct path to healing is through conflict.
Yes. I understand that the most direct path to healing is through conflict. Thank you so much. I just see so many correlations between that steps individually in my own life and how it relates to the IBA. So my father has been diagnosed with cancer. He's really old. And we just don't know how long he's around. And then I was really struck by the IBA matrix with the loss of John, and just feeling that correlation between those two aspects. And also kind of that I don't really know who I am without him. It's the sense that perhaps the collective consciousness of the IBA matrix might be going, well, who are we without John? And that just it just feels so strong. I can feel it through my body. I can feel the energy streaming. So what a I was so surprised when my mind went swinging back to that particular moment. I thought, how's this going to relate to the Matrix? And then suddenly it's like, okay, I get it. I understand. It was very powerful.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you.